From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama goes to Capitol Hill this afternoon to lobby personally for legislation to overhaul the health care system. He's to meet privately with fellow Democrats in the Senate, which has been debating a bill since last Monday. Moderate and liberal lawmakers worked yesterday trying to find a compromise on the so-called public option, a provision that would set up a government insurance plan. The House passed its version of the bill last month. Delegates from around the world are gathering in Copenhagen for an 11-day conference on climate change. It begins tomorrow. They have several major issues to resolve if they're going to make progress towards a new treaty on global warming. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
12 years ago, during negotiation of the current climate treaty known as the Kyoto Protocol, the loudest disagreement was between Europe and the United States. Europe accused the U.S. of not being ambitious enough. Now, the biggest conflict in Copenhagen could well be between the rich countries of the world and those that are just now industrializing. Countries like China and India have laid out domestic plans that are intended to slow the rapid growth of their emissions, but they don't want to sign on to a deal that binds them to those actions. The United States and Europe, on the other hand, now insist on a deal that does include legally binding promises from the world's industrializing nations. This is just one of the major issues that will be hashed out over the next 2 weeks in Copenhagen. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Gunmen stormed a security checkpoint in Iraq early this morning. Officials say 4 police officers were killed. The attack took place in Abu Ghraib, an area west of Baghdad that was formerly a Sunni insurgent stronghold. Also today, gunmen in a speeding car shot and killed an Iraqi soldier in the northern city of Kirkuk. The Mexican army has seized an arsenal of weapons in the northern industrial city of Monterrey. The seizure comes one day after confrontations between the military and suspected drug traffickers. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
12 people died in a midday shootout between Mexican soldiers and what officials say were members of the Zetas cartel. Among the dead was a cartel hitman who'd been accused of killing a local police chief and 4 of his bodyguards last month. In a separate incident, members of Los Zetas stormed a police station just outside Monterrey, killing 2 federal police officers and freeing 23 prisoners. Most of the prisoners were alleged members of Los Zetas and were being held on kidnapping charges. At a press conference, military officials showed off a stash of weapons they say was linked to the first shootout. In addition to a dozen firearms, the soldiers found more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition, 32 banana clips, and 11 grenades. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Authorities in Greece have deployed thousands of police across Athens to maintain order. Students have planned demonstrations to mark the 1-year anniversary of the police shooting of a 15-year-old boy. His death had sparked riots in the capital and several other cities. This is NPR News. The U.S. envoy to North Korea arrived in South Korea today. Stephen Bosworth is to consult with South Korean officials before traveling to the North. He's expected to arrive in Pyongyang Tuesday for a 3-day visit. Bosworth's scheduled to meet with top North Korean officials, although not with leader Kim Jong-il. This will be the first bilateral talks between the U.S. and the North since President Obama took office in January. Pyongyang has been pushing for direct talks with the U.S. since it withdrew from nuclear negotiations after being criticized for a rocket launch in April. The Anglican Church in the United States has again elected an openly gay bishop. The decision could reignite a dispute among the world's 77 million Anglicans. The election of Canon Mary Glasspool as Assistant Episcopal Bishop in Los Angeles must still be ratified. The BBC's Chris Landau has more.
For an Anglican communion already fracturing over the issue of homosexuality, this election is yet more evidence of the church's divisions. For most African Anglicans, an openly gay church leader is unthinkable. But for many in the United States, electing openly homosexual bishops is simply a reflection of the diversity long affirmed by that church. Anglicans in the United States made clear earlier this year that they regarded sexuality as no bar to any office in the church.
The BBC's Chris Landau reporting. The California Highway Patrol is blaming dense fog for a 33-car pileup near Lodi yesterday. 16 people were injured, one critically. A spokesman said the accidents began when one truck ran into another truck. Interstate 5 was shut down for nearly 3 hours. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.